and then back at the arrow, which had gone. She transferred Jason to Miss Susan's class. It had been a cruel thing to do, but Madame Frout considered that there was now some kind of undeclared war going on. If children were weapons, Jason would have been banned by international treaty. Jason had doting parents and an attention span of minus several seconds, except when it came to inventive cruelty to small furry animals, when he could be quite patient. Jason kicked, punched, bit and spat. His artwork had even frightened the life out of Miss Smith, who could generally find something nice to say about any child. He was definitely a boy with special needs. In the view of the staff room, these began with an exorcism. Madame Frout had stooped to listening at the keyhole. She had heard Jason's first tantrum of the day, and then silence. She couldn't quite make out what Miss Susan said next. When she found an excuse to venture into the classroom half an hour later, Jason was helping two little girls to make a cardboard rabbit. Later, his parents said they were amazed at the change, although apparently now he would only go to sleep with the light on. Madame Frout tried to question her newest teacher. After all, glowing references were all very well, but she was an employee, after all. The trouble was, Susan had a way of saying things to her Madame Frout had found, so that she went away feeling quite satisfied, and only realised that she hadn't really had a proper answer at all when she was back in her office, by which time it was always too late. And it continued to be too late, because suddenly the school had a waiting list. Parents were fighting to get their children enrolled in Miss Susan's class. As for some of the stories they had brought home, well, everyone knew children had such vivid imaginations, didn't they? Even so, there was this essay by Richenda Higgs. Madame Frout fumbled for her glasses, which she was too vain to wear all the time and kept on a string around her neck, and looked at it again. In its entirety, it read, "A man with all bones came to talk to us. He was not scary at all. He had a big white horse. We painted the horse. He had a scythe. He told us interesting things and to be careful when crossing the road." Madame Frout handed the paper across the desk to Miss Susan, who looked at it gravely. She pulled out a red pencil, made a few little alterations, then handed it back. "Well," said Madame Frout. "Yes, she's not very good at punctuation, I'm afraid. A good attempt at scythe, though." "Who? What's this about a big white horse in the classroom?" Madame Frout managed. Miss Susan looked at her pityingly and said, "Madam, who could possibly bring a horse into a classroom? We're up two flights of stairs here." Madame Frout was not going to be deterred this time. She held up another short essay. "Today we were talked at by Mr. Slumph, who he is a bogeyman, but he is nice now. He told us what to do about the other kind. You can put the blanket over your head, but it is better if you put it over the bogeyman's head, then he think he do not exist and he is vanishes. He told us lots of stores about people he jump out on, and he said, since Miss is our teacher, he think no bogeymen will be in our houses because one thing a bogey does not like is Miss finding him."
"Bogeymen, Susan?" said Madame Frout.
"What imaginations children have," said Miss Susan with a straight face.
"Are you introducing young children to the occult?" said Madame Frout suspiciously.
This sort of thing caused a lot of trouble with parents, she was well aware.
"Oh, yes." "What? Why?"
"So that it doesn't come as a shock," said Miss Susan calmly.
"But Mrs. Robertson told me that her Emma was going around the house looking for monsters in the cupboards, and up until now she's always been afraid of them."
"Did she have a stick?" said Susan.
"She got her father's sword."
"Good for her."
"Look, Susan, I think I see what you're trying to do," said Madame Frout, who didn't really. "But parents do not understand this sort of thing."
"Yes," said Miss Susan. "Sometimes I really think people ought to have to pass a proper exam before they're allowed to be parents. Not just the practical, I mean."
"Nevertheless, we must respect their views," said Madame Frout, but rather weakly, because occasionally